Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Boudreau trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. Dean is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoog. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoog hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh bunts towards first. Fleming fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fleming. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Moses chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Callaway. Callaway fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Callaway. Hockett moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Appling, who tags Heath trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hockett scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dean. Kennedy scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoag bunts towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Appling scores. QL moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.